And you can go home. Okay. Our next case is 13-1863, Y.Y. Chen versus Holder. Oh, you can't go home, Miss Watson. I was sending you home. And Mr. Ma, hello again.
Good morning again, Your Honors. Peng Qian Ma for the petitioner. Good morning, counsel. Your Honors, in this case, we request the court to review the past and also look to the future. This case involves a 16-year-old girl suffering mistreatment in China, and she testified to what happened to her, and the judge found her credible in all aspects of her testimony, but simply finding that the suffering, the mistreatment, did not rise to the level of past persecution. In this regard, the judge and the BIA were wrong. First of all, she testified that she was deprived of liberty for an extended time, that's 5 days, during which she was deprived of food and water, and during which she was beaten once she was knocked to the floor. And also once a police officer would like to lift her clothing or whatever, she threatened I would scream and then stopped. But this kind of activity, mistreatment, clearly rose to the level of past persecution. I believe in this circuit there are cases in which this court holds that passive persecution does not necessarily require serious bodily injury. But the BIA and the judge were wrong, especially in this case. They failed to consider that what happened was to a 16-year-old girl, and they didn't give consideration to that fact. And even if it's an adult, the deprivation was serious enough that clearly constituted past persecution. But the lower tribunal simply ignored the fact that that happened to a 16-year-old girl. And also, the immigration judge said what happened to her just constituted harassment. It's not harassment. It's deprivation of personal liberty, food, water, and also she was subjected to beating. And I recall that this brings me back to the law school courses. That's battery assault. She was subject to battery assault. That's not merely harassment. And also we have to look to the future in this case. She testified that she was practicing in this country. And she will continue. If she were to return to China, she cannot live without practicing the religion. And we have to, when consider the application of an applicant, we have to look to the future, the future life of this person. If she were to return, she gave up her faith, there might be okay. But this is a young person, only right now barely adult. She has a long, long way to go. And she was determined to practice the religion. If she goes back to China, she was convinced, and she expressed his fear that she will be persecuted again.
Still in China, subsequent to her detention, what went on while she was still in China before she came over here?
She came here as a student. And because she reported to the police, and later on the parents thought it was not the way she should live, so they managed to send her to the United States.
Okay, but describe a little more about the way she was going to have to live if she stayed there.
She could not practice her faith. She cannot continue to live there.
Now, the police were still going to be looking for her, is that keeping an eye on her? Was she going to have to show up at some kind of a...
Yeah, she testified to that. She testified that she missed some reports. But even without that,
But didn't the police have an outstanding threat to send her back to the labor camp? They regularly came to her house to look for her. They warned her parents about future criminal prosecution, and that when she showed up again, she would immediately, they would have to turn her in.
Right. She testified to that.
And that was, and the IJ found her credible on all of those points.
Right, that's right. That's the issue is the since the judge found her credible, we have to assume that everything she said was correct. And then clearly this is a clear case for reversal. We requested that this court reverse this case and grant this girl's application for asylum. And she deserves the relief. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, Ms. Watson, you almost got to escape.
Again, may it please the court. Joanna Watson on behalf of Respondent, United States Attorney General. It's the government's position in this case that the record here simply does not compel a finding of past persecution.
And I think here that the board unduly minimized the attempted sexual assault. I mean, this was a police officer who attempted to assault her. And yes, he stopped. But isn't it the gravity of what he attempted that matters, rather than her good fortune that he stopped? And don't we have to look at the cumulative effect of what happened here?
And we look at the cumulative effect, but what the agency pointed out, I mean, it could very well have been a different scenario had she been assaulted and wasn't just an attempt. I think that they looked at it and said that they tried to do these, that, you know, inappropriately touch her, and she threatened to scream, and they stopped, and nothing else happened after that. Because she was held for 5 days. The first time, they did pinch and punched her, and she suffered some bruising, and she was interrogated for 30 minutes, and then the second time she was interrogated with the attempted assault, sexual assault happened.
Look, it's not just the five-day detention, the abuse, the police officer, but the fact that she had to agree from refraining in an illegal church gathering, from contacting other church members, to check in with the police weekly. Her parents are receiving regular visits from the police and so on. I mean, all of that seems to make clear she cannot practice her religion in China without significant risk, both to herself or her parents.
If you look to the country reports, I mean, there are Christian Protestant churches that are sanctioned by the government. And
yeah, but what if it's one that isn't?
Quite possibly could be a problem, but
they say it's a problem in the country report.
Well, and then it also says that it varies from area to area whether they're going to.
Yeah, but she clearly lives in an area where it's a big problem. Because if they're asking her to report like that and they've beaten her like they did and she was in jail for 5 days with all these issues, then you look at the impact it had on her, what her age was, and then the threats that were coming. I mean, there are lots of cases that come before us and, you know, people can't piece together the whole mosaic. But this, to me, is like a very clear picture of past persecution when you look at all those factors in combination.
Bless you.
And there's Liu that came out of the circuit case where it was a 16-year-old, and this court, in which the board relied on here, said that when you're 16, close to the age of majority, the age does not factor into it so much. And in that case, she was held for 3 days. And her chair was kicked over, fell onto the floor, she was pinched, and after that, I believe, she was suspended, or she was expelled from school. She wasn't allowed to go to school, which is completely different in this scenario. After she was released, she went to school.
And was that a rape situation, too?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, that the facts matter. The facts matter. And so the threatened rape by the police officer – You know, you also we also get cases where there can be a rape by somebody else. You can't tie him to the government. You can't tie him to government action. But here it is. He's a cop. So, I mean, that to me is distinguishable.
And it's terribly important that the IJ found her credible. Mm-hmm. Found her credible in all respects.
Right, I agree that he did find her credible. Mm-hmm. But one point that I did want to point out that Petitioner's counsel was up here and said that she was deprived food and water on top of that, but you know, she was fed two meals a day. She wasn't deprived food and water. So there are instances, but ultimately, you have to, and the agency sees these cases all the time, and it's, does it compel a different result, or is it just that another result could be reached? Because ultimately, it has to.
Yeah, but a lot of the cases it appeared that there's not a credibility finding like this.
Right.
I mean, this was a big-time, strong credibility finding. Some of those other cases, you know, the victim was found not to be credible, not to have enough support, all those other kinds of things. So I don't think you have a case spot on to this case, do you? I mean, in terms of her saying she was beaten, you have the whole credibility, and you have the attempted rape. You don't have a case like that where we've upheld saying that this did not constitute past persecution.
Right.
You don't have
I think
a case on all four, from this circuit or any circuit, right?
Yeah, I don't believe there's something with these exact...
With these facts.
These facts. But with the credibility, I mean, the persecution, whether the harm rises to persecution, is going to be different than, you know, if somebody's not found credible, well, I guess you could make an alternative finding that even if you were not found credible, that the harm doesn't rise to, but it all comes down to whether the record compels the government position that here it doesn't compel a different result and the agency's decision should be upheld.
Thank you, Ms. Watson. Now you can go home. Almost. Mr. Mott, do you have anything you wish to add?
No.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Case will be taken under advisement. And